Basil Brashy Spoon.
I actually can't believe I've got through. Basil, it's Martin from MFR.
Well, hello, 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 hello. I was expecting your call. How lovely to hear from you. How are you up there?
We're doing very well, thank you. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't expect you to have a mobile phone. I don't know if that's wrong of me. I don't know if
Well, you see, I'm very modern now, you know. I've entered this digital era. I've got a smartphone, which means it's very clever. I'm not very clever, but my phone is. So whatever I need to know, it's in my jelly phone, just like everybody else now.
Now, I'm impressed that you're so technologically minded, because you've been in show business for 50 years now. That's like Cilla Black material. She's had a film and everything, and you've aged better than Cilla, if I may say.
Well, it's very easy. We are the same shade of orange, but only one of us is a natural orange, I might say that. So what you need to do, Mr. Martin, actually, is you grow fur all over your face and it hides the cracks.
I like it.
It works for grannies all the time. That's where you see grannies growing moustaches. Boom, boom! Anyone who thinks I've had a facelift, they're talking out the Botox. Boom, boom!
what's a normal day for Basil Brush? What do you do in a normal
day? What's a normal? Well, at the moment, it's driving to the next venue, I must say.
Let's talk a bit about that tour. You are all over, but when you come to Inverness on the 31st of July, you're coming to Eden Court, you're doing two shows on the same day. Tell us a bit about what we can expect from that actual show.
What you can expect is Mr. Stephen from the CBBC series that I did 6 years with during the noughties. We've got together. So we're together on the stage. We have a 20-foot wide video screen with what I might say takes us into space or to wherever else we might like to go. So that's gone very high-tech.
Wow.
Also, so it's a four-dimensional experience. Do you know what I mean by that?
A four-dimensional? I think I'm
four-dimensional.
I'm used to the three-dimensional, but not the four-dimensional. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, the three-dimensional is the fact that you can see us there in three dimensions. But the fourth dimension is lots of you out there, like in a cinema, when they say it's four-dimensional, you are going to feel the show. Basically, you're going to get wet.
Uh-oh.
Right? Somebody out there is going to get wet, absolutely. Someone's also going to get a cream pie in the face. They also stand the chance to come up on the stage and win prizes. But the pièce de la résistance is after the show, they all get to meet myself and Mr. Stephen in the foyer, right, for a meet and greet, or what I call a tweet and greet. Get your mobile phones out. Those smartphones that we were talking about earlier on,
mm-hmm.
Get them out, take a picture, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter.
We're looking forward to having you in the Highlands, so thank you so much for stopping off up here.
Thank you so very much for receiving me and helping get boys and girls into the show. Come on, come and see some live theatre. Put your iPads down, get yourselves into the theatre, and we'll take you away on a journey for a couple of hours. You'll love it.
I'm looking forward to it. Basil, thank you so much for chatting
to us. Thank you so much. Boom, boom.
Bye, Basil.
Bye.